clearing up is what I say.
Yeah, what we say is clearing up, the sun's finally come out, the clouds have gone away, it'll be a pretty day. I was saying it's beautiful in downtown Bogart. That's our theme here.
And what about the opposite? If it was a pretty day and then the clouds started coming, how would you describe that?
Well, so it looked like it's going to rain today, but it looked like we're fixing to have some bad weather. Those are wind clouds.
Wind clouds?
Yeah. I've heard my dad say that many times, and I still hear a lot of the old people say, well, that's going to be bad. That's a wind cloud coming in. And then they tell you certain clouds, certain weather come from a certain direction, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, when we get all our rain from the north, we get this direction, a bit of our rain comes from this direction, you know. So it's like,
mm-hmm,
but I don't remember the directions that they give.
Yeah,
you know, but they give you, you know, say so certain directions you got your rain.
You can tell different kind of clouds
what it's gonna rain, you know. And I've had a lot of people, older people, tell me, you know, those are snow clouds.
Hmm.
We're gonna have snow. We're gonna have bad weather. And this cloud, that's bad weather. Of course, I don't know them.
I know, I can't tell the difference.
Uh-uh.
What do they call it if it rains a whole bunch of rain, like all at once?
Oh, well, since we've had so much of this, well, we need Noah's Ark, don't we? We've had floods, we're sitting in a lake, or we're going to get washed away,
yeah.
We're going to mildew.
They call it a downpour, or
yeah. Downpour.
You ever hear them talking about gully washing?
Yes, goodness. Just lately, I've heard that a lot. This is a gully washer we had. And it was last Friday night, it was a gully washer.
Mm-hmm. We were out on the road somewhere
too. Oh, no.
Until I slow down.
It was terrible.
What about when it's thunder and lightning too? What kind of storm is that?
Thunderstorm. That little granddaughter, well, she's not really my granddaughter. I raised my sister died with cancer when she's 40 years old. And she had six children, so we taken her six children and raised them. So this was one of her grandkids, and I call them, of course, my grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
And she's as scared of that as she can be, and she says, is it going to be a tornado? Is it going to come a cyclone? Is it going to be a hurricane? Heather, we don't have hurricanes up here. She has an aunt that lives in Florida, you know, and they talk a lot. And then, of course, the one in Charleston, she heard that so much. Mm-hmm. She's 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's all she want to talk about. Is this going to be a hurricane? Look how it's raining. It's just a downpour. It's just pouring down rain. And look at the wind. If you have a lightning, oh brother, you just about have to hang on to her.
Mm-hmm.
But I never have any person to be afraid of a cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Mom and Daddy always told us that, you know, it's the Lord's will. He'd protect us if we were supposed to be protected. We should take care of, no matter where we were.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't run from it.
Mm-hmm. I love to watch it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big storm.
Yeah. I used to walk a lot in the house and watch the winds, you know, which way the wind is coming from. And we had a hailstorm here one year that ruined all the housetops and everything. The hail was as big as mothball. My husband was gone. He was up in Virginia, and I thought, well, he's not going to believe this. So I took a bucket full of those things, a pitcher full, plastic pitcher full, put in the freezer so he'd be sure to believe me. Because it was packed up out there. I mean, it was packed up.
Oh, gosh. I wouldn't have thought of that.